Well, my dear heart dwellers, I just received an important message from one of our prayer warriors, as well as many confirmations through Carol and Ezekiel. May his mercy be upon our nation and this world, and may our prayers once again stay the Father's hand. Most of you on the channel know all about Miami and the Miami prophecy, and that on the day Miami is bombed, the rapture is to follow shortly after. Please don't write to me and say that no one knows the day or the hour. The Lord does not know the day or the hour of the bombing in Miami either. One of our prayer warriors brought forth this word. First, she was cautioned, "This is for everyone on the earth." Then she opened to Miami in the Rapture is Real book, which I opened to last night, the very same place. And here is her narrative of what the Lord said. During communion, I repented of my sins, but lately Holy Spirit has been adding something of his own. He spoke immediately of the repentance of America. He spoke specifically about Miami and Florida first, and then added the Caribbean islands, the Turks and Caicos, Haiti and Cuba. Lastly, he mentioned Hollywood, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, and the Grand Canyon. I gave him utterance for several moments. I then heard the Lord's voice saying, "Yes, beloved, this is real. You must pray for the repentance of America. You know what we have discussed regarding Miami. Many places in this country are at risk and must repent. For now, you must stand in the gap for these souls. I still have a sense of urgency, but I do not have," she goes on to say, "I still have a sense of urgency, but I do not have the peace that the Lord mentioned I would have when his coming drew near. I'm going to spend the day in prayer, directed by Holy Spirit, on what to pray for America, Miami, and we'll see what else." And then, that was the end of her first email, and then her second email said, "Hi guys, the Lord confirmed that I'm standing in the gap at present. Holy Spirit has now included Tel Aviv, Israel, Russia, and in America, the West and East Coast. This is very directed prayer, and the enemy is doing his darndest to stop me. Distractions, fear, anxiety, but the Lord calmly delivers me from each, and we continue. He is truly great and all-powerful, and all glory is his." And that's the end of her message. And after I'd finished writing that down, I said, "Lord, please speak to me for your people." And he began, "The posture of prayer is what I am asking for in this moment. Do all you can to pray for repentance for these nations and the world. My Father's hand is held in abeyance by prayer. Even the prayer of a little child lifting up their heart to the Father is heard. In fact, it is heard even better than most adults." And just a note on that, guys, it would be a good idea for you mothers of small children to get the children together and pray for the world and pray that forgiveness for the sins of the world with your little ones. "My Father honors the pure soul more than you can ever imagine. So, my dear brides, those of you who are perfecting your wedding dress for me, I call you to pray and repent for the nations, especially the ones I have given Sherry. You are the ones who have held my heart tenderly in your own. You are the ones who have dried the tears from indifference from my cheeks. You are the ones who continually come to me asking, 'What can I do for you, Lord?' I honor you highly, both here and now and in heaven, for you stood beside your heavenly spouse and cried out with your own hearts and lips for me before the throne of the Father, and he heard you. I do not know how much longer it can be held back. I have to stress to you that only the Father knows. All I know is that your prayers are making a difference. I know you seem so little in your own eyes, and that is as it should be. But when it comes to staying the Father's hand, you are little giants. His heart cannot resist. That is why I call upon you. On the earth, in the eyes of the world, you are mere nothings. But in heaven, you are my heroes. Soon we will be together celebrating the graces you used so wisely. But for now, we are still in the battle, pushing the enemy back further and further. The warring angels search out childlike souls to stand beside, and you have artfully corresponded to this call of being childlike. When they see you, they jump to attention and immediately seek to assist you. So be of good cheer. Your entire demeanor calls out to heaven for backup and assistance. It is those who think they are mighty and have it all together that my angels respond less eagerly to. Continue in your littleness and childlike faith. It is glorious to heaven. Now, Claire, I wish for you to move forward with those things I have given you. When it is necessary for your travail, you will know about it. But for now, I am setting you aside for the work at hand. So be at peace about this, my dove. And I answered him, oh, thank you, Lord. I really needed to know what to do today. Because when I get into travail and heavy intercession, I'm toast at the end of the day. There's nothing left. He continued, do pray, but do not allow yourself to be spent in intercession. I need you to complete those things I've given you. They are graces released that call out to be completed. I will assist you. Do not be afraid. Yes, I have reticence with the painting. Reticence is merely the smokescreen of the enemy, my love. Break through. With music, break through. With painting, break through. You do not have a peace yet because I have you working on your assignments. But I promise you, there will come a time when you will say, it is finished, and then you will have this peace. In the meantime, work steadily as my hands will transform things through your hands. Ooh, the piano as well? My fingers are a little rusty. Of course, you could trust this. Of course, the piano as well. Thank you, my precious heart dwellers, for responding to my call. In heaven, I have many tokens of appreciation for your participation in these critical moments of intercession. Although I know your heart is not with my gifts, but with my heart. I long to be with you, my bride. But for now, fight the good fight. Stand in the gap for the world. My Father hears your prayers.